Yesterday, Special Counsel Robert Hur, who headed up the investigation into Old Joe's mishandling, stealing of classified material, testified in front of Congress. And we learned some very interesting things, not just from his testimony, but really more so from the transcript that was released of Old Joe's interview, basically his deposition as part of the investigation. And you won't believe, well, you will believe, but you should know the amount of spin and just blatant lies and gaslighting that the liberal media is engaged in to try to protect Old Joe. The Washington Post reports the full transcript of Biden's special counsel interview. It paints a nuanced portrait. It's not that he's just a bumbling fool who couldn't remember anything. It's just nuanced. It's very complicated. It's too complicated for the general public to understand. So you just have to trust what the liberal media tells you is in the transcript. In fact, the Associated Press just comes out and says, it's just too complicated for the average American to understand. Hearst said that Biden couldn't recall when his son died. The interview transcript, it's more complicated. But Lawrence Stop the Hammering O'Donnell over on MSNBC takes the cake for the biggest lie and misrepresentation and out-of-context presentation about what Joe Biden actually said. Because again, we have his exact words now. Get a load of this.
And we learned today in the hearing that Robert Hur's report about Joe Biden was not accurate in its description of Joe Biden as an elderly man with unusual memory problems. And you'll remember that bit was the big news of that report, the news that was heard around the world about that report.
That Joe Biden would have been an incompetent witness. And so that was the excuse that Robert Hur used in order to not charge him because, well, Marxist Democrats are above the law these days.
And it is false. Today, Attorney General Merrick Garland released the full transcript of President Biden's 5 hours of under oath questioning by Robert Hur.
That MSNBC knows the general public, especially their audience, isn't going to even try to skim through or search.
In his report, Robert Hur claimed that President Biden could not remember when his son died. That is not true.
It is 100% true. Wait for it.
In the transcript, President Biden says, what month did Bo die? Oh, my God. May 30th. And then someone else in the room with the president says 2015. And President Biden says it was 2015. And it's now easy to understand Joe Biden's anger about Robert Hur's false characterization of the president's memory of that tragic day.
This man deserves an award for his ability to take something completely out of context and then present it to his audience with a straight face when the reality is exactly 180 degrees the opposite. And this transcript reveals that Joe Biden was not asked about his son Beau or when he died by the special counsel or by anyone. He brought that up himself when he was mumbling out loud, trying to piece together a time frame of when he stole certain documents. He was asked where he kept papers related to the Penn Biden Center, his memoir, and other projects after he left the White House. And he responds, quote, remember in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying, and so it was. And by the way, this is a direct quote. Okay, we're talking about something that came out of old Joe's mouth. Just bear with me. This will make sense, or I'll translate it in a minute, but he goes on. And by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. And so what was happening, though? What month did Bo die? Oh, God, May 30th, Biden said, according to the transcript. An unidentified male in the room, one of old Joe's lawyers, chimed in to note that it was 2015. And then Biden asked him, was it 2015 he had died? But you know what? I should have known better. Even this article from The Hill, of course, is being deceptive about what happened. Let's go to the actual transcript itself, shall we? So old Joe asked, was it 2015 that he died? Then one of his lawyers says it was May of 2015. And then Biden's official answer to the special counsel is it was 2015. And then one of his lawyers chimes in again, I'm not sure the month, sir, but I think that was the year. And then another lawyer says, that's right, Mr. President, it. And he gets cut off. by Joe Biden, who starts to say, and that's what happened in the meantime, is that as, he just losing his train of thought, and Trump gets elected, he says, in November of 2017, and then one of his lawyers corrects him. Again, 2016, a second lawyer corrects him, probably both at the same time, just jumping in to correct him. 2016, sir. And then old Joe, 2016. All right. So not only did he not remember what year his son died, he also didn't remember what year President Trump was elected. So what Lawrence O'Donnell did is just omits some of the parts of the transcript from when old Joe's attorneys jumped in and gave him the answer to the question, and the part where old Joe asked them, was it 2015 that his son died? And then when they confirmed that it was, then that was his official answer. So this is one of the most egregious cases of taking something out of context that I've ever seen. And surprisingly, NBC News, the broadcast network, actually aired a segment giving a reasonable explanation of what it was that really transpired. Even though they are part of the same media conglomerate as MSNBC, the cable news networks, MSNBC and CNN, are really just the bottom feeders of all media. Imagine how hard it was for this guy to get on air and actually admit this.
President Biden became heated, you'll remember, responding to the special counsel's assertion that he could not remember within several years when his son Beau died. Last week, the president criticized her for asking him about it.
How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
But tonight, NBC News has learned that Her never asked that question, according to two people familiar with the interview last fall. They say it was the president, not her or his team, who first introduced Beau Biden's death. The sources say the president got the date, May 30th, correct, but not the year.
And from Robert Hur's testimony yesterday, he basically just confirmed everything that was in his report, although this little tidbit wasn't circulated when he initially released it.
Mr. Hur, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Basically, they were everywhere. And Joel Scarborough, who hosts an early morning show over on MSNBC, pretending to be a Republican, even though all he does is trash Republicans with every breath, he is very upset about this. I'm going to bleep this because I run a family-friendly show over here, but this is him on MSNBC.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying this guy says such random shit.
Okay. Oh,
about
Joe, stop.
His oh,
stop.
He's a kindly old man
stop.
Who could not remember
stop.
His son's birthday. Like, he wandered off into a pasture here and, you know,
okay.
Maybe Arnold the Pig let him there.
For-
I don't know.
Old Joe does wander off all the time. We've all seen the clips. He can't find his way off of the stage. He can't even finish a sentence unless there is a teleprompter in front of him. But it's not just that old Joe is old and senile and can't finish a sentence. Everybody knows that. Everybody is now starting to realize that his policies, of course, we've all known, but your kind of average Democrat are now realizing that his policies are an absolute disaster for this country. Here's his Homeland Security director bragging about removing every one of Donald Trump's border security policies, thus obviously causing the invasion that's been occurring over the last 3 years, which has allowed 8 million criminal invader illegal aliens to flood, invade the United States.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
They want him investigated for that, investigated for preventing an invasion.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Well, sir, you actually don't need to list them because their effects are now being felt by every single American in every single city across the entire country. Which is why I made my Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, which you should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.